This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Super Garden is one of Ireland's favourite television programmes, and once again, viewers have enjoyed seeing five talented designers transforming ordinary gardens in just a few weeks. And the winning design will be revealed this week. I'm joined now by two of the judges on the programme, former Super Garden winner Brian Burke, and on the telephone, Bord Bia Bloom's show's garden manager, Kerry Gardner. Kerry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
And now let's talk about the five gardens. What are we going to see that's different this year in selecting the winner? A tough task, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the standard, Pat, is escalating year on year. I mean, this year was the standard was very, very high. We have, as always with Super Garden, you get five diverse characters, five slightly different briefs because you have different homeowners, you have different requirements, you have different needs of each household. And I mean, the challenge, as ever with Super Garden, 17th year, is the extent to which it challenges people. I mean, you have to be creative initially in the first place to come up with a design that suits the homeowner.
Yeah.
You have to manage your human resources. You have to manage your schedule. You have to manage your program. You have to do all of this in the glare of the TV cameras. So it's a huge, it tests skills, the skill set of people on so many different levels. And that's why I think it's an enduring program.
Yeah. Now, people have been following this week on week. The final announcement happens on Thursday on RT1 at 7. But what kind of gardens, for those who weren't watching and who will watch the final announcement, what have we seen this year?
Well, what we've seen is it's a new development in Ashburn, County Meath. So it would be fairly typical of what we're seeing in newer developments up and down the country. We have a fairly typical what we'd call suburban garden, you know, that type of space. There's slight differences in the configuration and the footprint of the gardens, but generally speaking, they're all around the same size and same proportion. So it's a challenge in a small garden to design and to execute to a high level. Because with a smaller space, there's really nowhere to hide. There's nowhere really for, you know, to everything has to be finessed and refined to a high level. In larger spaces, it can be easier to get away with lack of execution.
Now, they all have their titles. There's one called Garden for the Seasons.
Garden for the Seasons, yeah, that would
be full of
be
vegetables and herbs and things like that.
Yeah, this would be, that would be the one in the that would be Janani's garden, I think. That would be in...
No, that's Owen's garden. There's one called an Irish landscape garden. That's Janani.
Oh, yeah, that's Janani. Yeah, that's Janani. So Janani had a very difficult site, and she had a very domineering concrete wall that was overlooking the garden. So it was quite difficult for her to come up with a solution that suited that space. And what she did was she conjured up swatches of native Irish landscape and executed it really well. And again, it's a really great example of light touch, kind of low impact gardening, which is where gardening is heading generally.
Now, Kerry, there was a former Met police detective living in Dublin, Emily Moorcroft. What did she do?
Emily had a kind of created a garden that was very accessible, and it was very clever use of planting and surface materials. But it was a masterclass in planting, really. But also she used AI for the irrigation to work out when the soil needed to be irrigated. So it monitored soil moisture levels. So then that was a very smart garden, I think, both in its technology, but also in its execution. So it was a masterclass in gardening.
She had to have soil sensors to detect moisture levels, and then
that's right. Yeah. So again, you know, you could see exactly where where any beds that needed more soil. So if they were getting more sun, potentially they needed more water. So it avoids kind of overuse of water and also probably eliminates a lot of nervousness around people and over or under watering plants, which can be a massive problem. And a good reason why people lose a lot of plants. In fact, you know, you can overwater them, but we can also underwater them. I think sometimes we think that the rain is enough when in fact it isn't always.
Yeah, sometimes they kill with kindness, don't they? Sean Melia had an urban jungle. Now, what was his challenge?
Sean's site was particularly difficult. He had a very high wall at the back and it was a slightly unusual shape. It was an irregular shape. So Sean was very, very clever with the way he used levels in order to bring down the height of the wall and the way he treated and cladded the back wall. He used timber and then blocks of different colour, climbing things like jasmine, honeysuckle, wisteria, things like that, and also some native birch trees. So he created levels and he brought down the height of the wall and he also cladded it and treated it in a really inventive, innovative way. Mm. And it was a very dynamic garden. He did an awful lot in terms of planting and density of planting, and also the execution of his building was very, very strong.
Now, the final garden, Kerry, is Adrian Bolton's garden. He's originally from Lancashire, been living here for 20 years. He calls his garden a sanctuary garden. Why?
Yeah, I think there was kind of a lot of kind of in some parts muted colours, and then he had a kind of a green man on the wall, a water feature, and a kind of controlled palette and hard materials, I think, is how Adrian kind of pulled that together. But it was quite peaceful, and I think the green man on the wall and the calming water that came from that feature, again, water is very calming, worked really well, and I think that's kind of how he executed that and how that met that way.
Well, now, you've got a big choice to make between those five gardens. I'm sure you've already made up your minds, but you're not going to tell me, that's for sure.
No spoilers today.
No spoilers today. Kerry, tell me, what are we to expect in bloom opening on Thursday? You have a lot of stuff going on from today when the display gardens will be completing, I suppose, and lots of activities between now and opening on Thursday morning. What can we expect? Yes.
I guess we have 20 wonderful new show gardens again this year. We have a lot of new designers to bloom this year and indeed new sponsors. So that brings its own kind of change around in creativity, which is great to see. On site at the moment, this, as you said, is the last day of the build. So the pressure is on here in the Phoenix Park, and hence why I didn't make it into studio. But look, it's wonderful. I think there's lots of kind of creative ideas. We're seeing everyone pushing the boundaries year on year in terms of kind of solutions or materials and bringing new ideas to the public. We have a very good range of gardens this year that are very DIY friendly as well, which I think is going to be great for visitors.
Well, look, I'm looking forward to it. It's running from the 28th to the 1st of June. And thank you to Kerry and Brian for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.